What do you call a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line? And when you walk in, you just walk from one light into the other. Okay, you don't have a term for that then. Okay. What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts? Right, and they're like usually single rooms. Like they may look like this. Alright, and in between it's just, it might have a roof over it, but you could throw a ball through it. It's like a little porch in between the rooms there.
A duplex.
Okay. So have you ever heard it, a dog trot house? Have you ever heard it called that?
No.
Okay. What do you call a house with a long entry hall that's set at a 90 degree angle to a large single room? Maybe a house shaped like that, this long entry hall.
Just an L-shaped house.
Okay. Have you seen other small houses of particular designs? Do you have names for them?
Mm-hmm. An A-frame.
Okay.
Just a two-story house. That's about it.
Okay. What kind of buildings house several or many families? Okay, do you have different names for them? What kind of building could two families live in, for instance?
Do you mean like condominiums and apartments and things like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, what's a condominium?
Oh, I don't know really. Never been in one. I just know there are some.
Okay, are they like anything else? I mean,
they're like apartments, but I think they have like two stories.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever heard the term condo?
No.
Okay. What about apartment buildings? Do you have different? Maybe there's an apartment where it's all in one room. The kitchen and the dining area and the living room and the bedroom, they're all one place, and maybe the only other room is like a closet or a bathroom. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
I don't have a specific term.
Okay. Let's see, what about the kind where they're real tall and they might be in a city, there might be 20 or 40 floors of apartments and it's all that's there. What would you call that?
Probably an apartment building or a high rise or something like that.
Okay. Have you heard of a term for those houses in like Philadelphia or in real old cities? The houses are just built side on the side. You know, just one house right crammed up next to the other one.
No.
Okay. What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building? Most apartment buildings have a man who does the minor plumbing and electrical repairs and stuff like that. What's he called?
Manager.
Okay. Let's see. You might call him the building...
Janitors. Maintenance manager.
Okay. All right. Which is the one that shows people around in the new apartments and, you know, helps them sign the lease and all that kind of stuff?
Manager.
Okay. Let's see. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of your yard and garden? What do you use?